There's a number of different reasons why people will come in and want to receive, let's say, natural medicine for sexual health concerns. Many times it's for fertility. And I find that overall in my 11 years of practice, sometimes men can be really, really averse to the dialogue of acupuncture as a needle. It's really important, I think, to understand that acupuncture is a umbrella term that we use for a wide array of treatment techniques. And really all we're doing, I mean, acupuncture doesn't do the healing. I think it's important to understand acupuncture and herbal medicine doesn't do the healing for you. It stimulates your body to remember how to heal. Many of the time I was working with a lot of veterans, United States veterans who were in network at the time. And a lot of them were asking, you know, hey, I'm here for back pain. That's what's on the paper, but off the record, you know, my dick won't get hard, or, you know what I mean? I'm having a difficult time getting an erection. And many times we have to have a dialogue about what goes into getting blood flowing. Again, we say in Chinese medicine that the blood is associated with our mind. And if our mind is, and you know this, if our mind is not focused, if our mind is not able to be fully present, then it certainly can't go where it needs to go. Now, there are times when certainly people will identify when men are younger, the blood is flowing everywhere into every orifice and not even necessarily under sexual arousal, but it's flowing more easily at that time. But then we're eating tons of salt, and we do need salt, but you know, our food is more salty now, and depending on your diet, depending on water retention levels in your bodies, in different people's bodies, it can affect the flow of blood. And so I often ask in terms of that. In Chinese medicine, we say that our sexual function is associated with this lower area. And for those who will be on YouTube, I brought, this is Dino, for anybody who can see us. This is a model, acupuncture model. But this area down here, we say is associated with the organs of the kidneys. And this is where our sexual fire is located. And so usually we'll have a dialogue with the individual about relaxation and sleep. So we call it not only the rest and digest function, which is the parasympathetic nervous system, but also it's the feed and breed function, right? So when we're relaxed in a relaxed state, when we're able to also get to sleep at a decent time, when we're also drinking enough water, since the kidneys rule water, but the kidneys rule fluid in the body, fluids, including seminal fluid, including ejaculate fluid, including sperm. According to Chinese medicine, of course, we have to have a conversation about where things are functioning. And we use diagnostic tools to tell me kind of where the person's off a bit. And we can revive very quickly, actually, even in 1 to 3 sessions, a significant erection. At least it usually starts out by the patient seeing an erection on automatic early in the morning, because our testosterone has a tendency to rise, even though after age 35, our testosterone has a tendency to kind of begin to diminish. And prostate enlargement is a normal function of our aging, but we can use certain things, even our foods, to begin to undo that. So I love that when people come in and when the guys say, hey, you know, can we talk about my penis for a second? They don't say penis, but can we talk about my dick? Yeah, you know, I have one too. What's going on? I love that conversation because it takes the taboo off of sexual prowess. It takes the taboo off of this masculine trope that we are seeing kind of rammed down our throats as men. It takes it off the table and says, well, just talk to me about what you're noticing in your body, not about what society says you should be noticing. But what are you noticing? And we begin to unpack that. I love that so much about natural medicine.